From the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast, it's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
I got a gross note to start the podcast on. Would you like to hear it?
Yeah.
So I made this lasagna earlier in the week that I've been eating for lunch every day.
Tell people what it really is.
Oh, it's a healthy lasagna.
Yeah. Taken all the fun out of the lasagna. Okay, there's zero fun in this dish.
Well, I used cottage cheese instead of bechamel sauce.
Yep.
And anyway, it's been tasty.
No, keep going.
However,
keep going. What are the changes?
Oh, and then instead of using pasta sheets, I used this like cognac pasta. I don't know how to say it. It's like super low cal, but it was so gross that I had to peel off the layer of pasta and
peel
just
it off.
Eat the meat.
Sexy.
Yeah, it was not good. Anyway, I had it for lunch today. It's given me the worst breath ever. Like I can smell my
breath.
Will you
breathe on
back.
Me? Breathe
no,
on me.
No.
Have you got it right now?
Yes.
Okay,
no,
I'm coming around.
No.
Breathe on me.
It's disgusting.
We're gonna shit. No, I can't smell it on there. You're going to have to breathe on me. Come on, breathe.
It's not very COVID.
Breathe on me. Come on, breathe on me properly.
I'm not breathing anymore. That's gross.
I'm putting my life on the line for the show.
Could you smell it from that distance, though?
You gave me a little... No, yeah. I couldn't smell it.
Well, that's good, because it is... It's all I can think about right now. I'm so excited to smash a chewy.
Just wanted you to blow on me.
Okay.
You wouldn't. Oh, we're not that kind of show.
No, we're not
Sorry.
That kind of
show. Sorry, everybody.
Alrighty. Enjoy today's podcast. We talk Sunshine Coast Lightning. We talk other stuff as well. Oh, Tassie gets his legs out.
I do. I get my pins out. And if you missed it, there is a video on Instagrams.
Yeah.
You sickos.
Enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
News today. Everyone's talking about the fact that Guzman y Gomez.
Yes.
Has gone on the stock exchange, on the ASX. It's been publicly listed.
Mm-hmm.
And
means that you and I can own a little bit of burrito action.
I'd love to own a little bit of burrito action.
How many stocks do we have to buy? I don't know very much of this.
Shares?
Yep. How many do we have to buy for us to then roll up and they go, Ellie and Taz, welcome. Here is your burrito. We've made it ready. We knew you were coming. Like, how much do we need to buy?
Well, the value of the company has just gone past $3 billion.
Oh, gee. So the budget, where's the show budget in that? Is that we ballpark $3 billion?
Well, look, a share was offered at the start of the day for $22.
Right.
It's now surged past $30. So I feel like we could probably rock up and buy a burrito meal for less than
a share. So good.
So maybe we don't.
I do want to say we're not super like favoriting Guzman here by
showing them
because if I look down at the bin at my feet, they're not the only fast food restaurant that CFM like to partake in.
Oh, we're doing a bin dive for the Brekkie show.
Brooke sits over here for the big breakfast. Look at this. Hungry Jacks.
HJ's for Brekkie.
A little bit of HJ's for old Brookie.
That's a bit of fun.
And a banana. She's balanced it out, but she's only eaten half the banana and then gone, I have too much health.
Potatoes and potassium. That's what we like to see.
Ellie and Taz. Hey, hey. On 91.9 CFM.
Sorry. I'm feeling a little unwell. I might have to go home.
No, you are here now, my friend. I'm so sorry to inform you. The talk of the town for the last few days, it's been in my girls' group chats, it's been in the office water cooler chat, is men in short shorts, Taz?
Yeah, I think it might be COVID coming down
with. No, it's not. It's kind of been thrust into the spotlight by Paul.
Can you not say thrust and short shorts at the same time, please?
Okay.
There's one rule on this show.
Put forward in the spotlight by actor Paul Mescal, who's the Irish dude off Normal People.
Mm-hmm.
And he wears them all the time. So we're talking shorts that are not just above the knee, but like thighs on display, kind of like footy short length in everyday life.
As fashion.
And this has been reiterated by the Gucci menswear show in Milan. 41 out of the 46 looks featured booty shorts on men, baby.
I don't own any. So anyway, we'll play a song. This is Ed Sheeran.
I was actually heading to the plaza this morning to return some shorts that I have bought that are a little bit too big for me. And they said, sorry, it was on sale. We can't refund it.
Yep.
So I just happened to have a pair of shorts on me.
Oh, great.
They're perfect. They're the perfect length for you.
Hand them over.
They're quite long on me. Here we go.
Hand them over. Oh,
they're,
all right.
Yeah, they're
sort of an off-white.
An off-white linen number with a very stretchy waist.
Yeah, it's going to have to. Oh, okay. All
so
right.
We've got a little privacy curtain up for you if you want to.
The microphone, I can still talk to you. It's just I'm getting.
Okay, I'm not looking. We do have a camera on you, but I'm hoping the camera.
How much commentary do we need from back here? Probably nothing.
No, that's nothing. I mean, you can talk me through the feeling of putting women's shorts on if you like. The pants are off. Okay. I'm a bit scared, to be honest.
Oh, the Ellie clothing is going on.
Well, the Ellie clothing, is that what we're calling it? Yeah, I mean, I do have to keep these shorts now because they did not accept the refund. Bit tight?
They're short.
How short are we talking? Okay.
They're very short. Would you like me to...
I would like
this
you to
is
come
not
around.
Fashion.
I'll put the other microphone on for you.
This is not fashion.
If you could
all
come
right.
out from the
can
privacy curtain.
Can you give me a drum roll or something?
Sure, I can find you a drum roll.
I need some sort of fanfare here.
Okay, all right. What about I'll give you a dun, dun, dun. Are you ready?
Yep.
Here we go.
Fresh. It's breezy. What do we think? Chaney, you're on the air. What do we think?
I don't
My eyes
have
are up
words.
Here.
Taz?
Yeah?
I actually don't look that bad.
I hate you so much. It's
they
breezy.
Actually look quite good.
It's breezy, Chaney.
Taz, I'm quite impressed by that.
We do a little catwalk around the building and see yeses and noes?
Sure, I think we can do that. Okay. Absolutely. Maybe, all right, when we come back, maybe I'll put you on the phone and you can go around and talk to the people in the office.
We're going to put this cough, it's coming back.
Up on our socials so all of you can have a look. I think that there's going to be an overwhelming response, Tazzy, that you look good.
I just think the tan needs to level out
a
little bit.
Yeah, you could definitely work on the tan. All right, that'll be up on our socials very soon. Taz in short shorts.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, there's two things here. You put together this piece of paper that tells me and other people what's going on in the show. Right now, we have two options. Often you tell me, you know, under the pump here and Bali boarding pass here. This has two options, Sunny Coast. Gee, light and shade. Grocery report is one of them.
Yeah.
Grocery report / nudist rave. So which one of these two are we going to get at the moment?
I couldn't decide which content to bring to the show.
Grocery report or nudist rave. Don't tell me what we're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
Just you bring the story and Sunny Coast, we'll guess.
Okay.
You and
all
me,
right.
We'll guess what Ellie's talking about here. Either nudist stuff or groceries.
Okay. Something's been bared all, Taz. And that is the prices of groceries in this country.
Boo.
I'll do the nudist stuff on tomorrow's show,
okay?
I promise. Good. It's very funny. No, so there's been a national report done on grocery prices.
Uh-huh.
I love this stuff because you know me, I am a bargain hunter. I'm a savvy shopper. If eggs are cheaper at Aldi, I'll go to Aldi for my eggs.
You're very thrifty.
I am very thrifty. I really get off on a bargain, honestly.
Focus on the grocery report. Focus on the grocery.
This report has come out. And basically they got mystery shoppers across the country to go and shop and fill up their baskets with the same 14 items and figure out which one's the cheapest. Aldi has come in as the cheapest, $51 for the basket.
Yeah.
Woolies and Coles, there was only like 75 cents between them. $68 and $69.
Oh, wow. That's a fair chunk more expensive.
Right? Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
So, they've just ascertained that Aldi is cheaper. This is not an ad for Aldi, but then they factored in specials because you know how the bigger markets do specials.
Yeah.
It came down a bit, but still.
It was weird because one of the 14 items was binoculars and Aldi was the only place that sold it.
Broadcasting from the Sunshine Coast for the Sunshine Coast. Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Now, just before that song, you said that you're relating to a psychic medium.
Mm-hmm.
Has the medium come into your life, or are you in the psychic's life? What's going on?
Oh, look, not that I know of.
Oh,
But I've just found out about her. Her name's Zira Fleming.
With a name like that, she's only going to become a psychic medium, isn't she?
Well, she said both her parents had psychic powers as well, so that's how she
so it's genetic.
Has gotten in the industry.
That's why you and I can't see the future.
True. My parents...
Oh, actually, psychic mediums don't see the future.
They connect with the other world.
Yes.
Yes. So Zira...
New Zealand.
...claims, that the spirits are speaking to her when she's on a night out... and are forcing her to down her drink and head to the next bar. Girls, we gotta go.
Hang on.
Hold on, the spirits. Gotta move down the street.
The spirits are saying shots, 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 shots. Everybody. Weird. Hang on. Is this a real story?
This is a real story. There's more to it, though. So it's not just that the spirits are trying to get her blind. It's the spirits are coming through to her while she's on nights out with her friends.
Yeah.
And are saying, hey, there's someone at this bar that you need to deliver a message to. So as a result, she's having to say to her friends, like, oh, guys, we've got to move on. We've got to go to the next place.
Finish your
so
drinks.
She can find this person.
Yeah.
And go and tell them the message. She says if she doesn't, if she tries to ignore it, the voice would keep going and get louder and more persistent.
Does this happen to her when she's going shopping at a shopping centre?
Well,
because it's maybe, okay, let's hypothetically
break down zero.
Say this is happening, okay? Let's not question any part of this story at all.
Why would we?
I'm sure zero is great. Anytime she's around a lot of people, someone around her obviously has a story that she kind of needs to share or tell or whatever. So if she goes to a concert.
Oh, she'd
you know
be busy.
What I mean?
That's a busy night on the clock for
Zero. Oh, my gosh. I need to go and see Dua Lipa. No, security, let me pass. The spirits have told me I need to talk to Dua Lipa. She's busy on stage. It doesn't matter.
It's the cross she bears, though. That's the life she's chosen. It's like
right.
you and me, you know.
Yeah.
If we, I don't know, how does radio influence our lives? If we hear a pop song out and about and we think it would be good for the radio, we make note of it. See, we're all constantly on the clock.
And so is she.
So is she.
She can't switch off. So she's not going around with the big pump up music. And
oh, she's not like this. What do you mean? That's her club music.
They're not saying, have another one.
Oh, well, that's what I get from the story.
I think once you pass away, you'll come back and go, hey, have another one.
Tazzy, it's Ellie. Tazzy,
I'm coming
to you from the other world.
Who?
Oi.
Oh, that co-host I left in the dust 30 years ago. Yeah.
Nick, you shot. We're going to Soul Bar.
All right, let's go.
All right, sweet.
Ellie and Taz. On 91.9 CFM.
And I cannot believe, Tazzy, that we're already at the last home game for the Sunshine Coast Lightning.
It's sad, but it's exciting because it's a big game for the girls.
It is indeed. Currently sitting in fourth spot. It's a must win this weekend. And the wonderful Mahalia Cassidy joins us in studio now. Hi, hi.
Hello. How are we?
We're well. Now, I don't want to talk too much about the weekend, but what a devastating final few moments.
I know. We were in it and then we didn't quite get over.
You were a bit behind at one point, but you brought it home. I think you guys were steaming home. I think there was 8 points difference or something with like a few minutes to go and we ended up only losing by two.
Yeah, we fought back really well.
Mm-hmm.
Upon reflection, we were actually, I don't think, ever ahead. But then we did have the opportunity in the last minute or two, but we'll forget about those things and we'll move on.
Are we allowed to talk about the controversial held ball call? You guys got called for a held ball with a minute and a half to go. The ball was down your end. Oh. You needed a super shot to even the scores.
There was a lady behind me. She used some words that I will not repeat on the radio when that call came across.
I think I might have used those words too on court, but I'm not very good at those things. It took me a while to calm down after the game, but we moved on and we looked at how we could have played it better.
Mm-hmm.
We looked at the things that we could control and we'll take them into next week.
Good. Very diplomatic answer.
Yeah, like you don't want to ask me after the game. And we're not good.
Fair enough. Do you go back with things like that? Do you go back and watch the footage and get the stopwatch out and see, was that a 3 second held ball or do you just try and let it go?
I'd like to say that we let it go, but we definitely got out the stopwatches in our review on Monday.
Great.
Oh, so devastating.
It'd be too hard not to. Come on.
Oh, well, mate, I wanted to get it out. But, hey, no, whatever. I'm over it too. It's fine. So this weekend you've got the Giants. The Giants was the scoreboard fiasco, wasn't it? Okay, so you lost them down in Sydney because of a scoreboard error. You guys have not copped a break this season.
Yeah, we've really ridden a roller coaster all season. Mm. So I don't think that always sits in the back of our mind and kind of spurs us on and gives us a little bit of energy that we need. But I'm excited. I think we're all excited to take on the Giants. We had a few injuries when we played the Giants last time. So we are a full squad now of 10, everyone back on deck. So we're pretty excited.
I feel like you guys catching a break will come at the end of the season, which is when you want it to,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. We're going to speed straight into finals, you know?
Absolutely.
On the way up.
Love it. Mahalia Cassidy, big game this weekend. Go and smash it and go the Lightning.
Thank you very much.
Brand new to 91.9 CFM. It's your feel-good drive home with Ellie and Taz. Can never get enough.